Well, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a long-awaited ruling today on diversity in schools. It was considering cases testing whether schools can consider race when assigning students to different schools. And the court struck down two different public school plans. One was in Seattle, Washington, and the other was in Louisville, Kentucky. Teddy Gordon represented the plaintiff in Louisville, a mother whose child was not admitted into her first choice of schools.
It is just an unbelievable moment in my career or anybody's career, especially as a sole private practitioner who has the opportunity and the humble opportunity not only to argue a case before the Supreme Court of the United States, but prevail.
Now, is it your understanding as you read the decision that the Supreme Court has invalidated the entire policy, the entire diversity policy in Jefferson County, Kentucky, because of this particular case?
Yes.
It's gone. In your view, is that going to significantly narrow what school districts can do if one of their goals is diversity?
Well, I sure hope so. I hope they'll now concentrate on improving educational opportunity for all the students, regardless of the box they check, and will no longer color code students throughout their educational career, which would be determinative of their educational outcome.
We're, of course, at some point on a historical arc here. There was the ruling Brown versus Board of Education in the 1950s ordering schools to be desegregated. There were any number of efforts then to actively desegregate or actively integrate schools over the decades that followed. Now those efforts are under attack. Do you think much is left of Brown versus Board of Education?
What is left from Brown versus Board of Education is the exact two holdings. The number one holding is that we will no longer, through state action, assign a student, whether they be black, white, or any other color, to a specific school because of their race, or in this case ethnicity, but because of the box they checked. And secondly, Brown was to promise each and every student in our system an equal educational opportunity, not to be subjugated to a worse performing school because of the box they checked, and be discriminated against out of the better schools because they're either black or white. And that should come to pass. Rather than expending $70 million just to have a black child sit next to a white child without any improvement in educational outcome, let's do something different.
Well, now, if Jefferson County, Kentucky, were to end up in a situation where some schools are overwhelmingly white and other schools are overwhelmingly black, if that were to be the consequence of this, is that okay with you?
Well, the school system has said all along in their testimony before the federal court that all of our schools are equal, whether it be the magnet schools, the traditional schools, or the regular program. They're all equal.
Does that mean it'd be okay with you if they end up effectively segregated?
Oh, well, I don't like the word segregated. What we're looking here is an African-American majority in the school, because prior to this ruling, the Jefferson County Public Schools has decided that an African-American majority in the school, by definition, is inferior. They can't do it. I strongly object to that.
Mr. Gordon, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Teddy Gordon was the winning attorney. He argued his case before the United States Supreme Court, challenging an integration plan in Louisville, Kentucky.